Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Marty Soles will serve life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2020 murder of Tony Claiborne. The Texas man was found shot to death on the roadway in Green Acres. Soles was captured by U.S. Marshals in South Carolina. The jury deliberated 3 hours before returning the guilty verdict. We have more on this story on our website. Operation Nutcracker on Tuesday led to the arrest of 20 local suspects on heroin, methamphetamine, and theft charges. The primary goal of the operation was to combat illegal drug activity and reduce property thefts throughout the county during the holidays, Sheriff Bill Rogers said. Suspects from all over Columbus County were taken into custody. The sweep involved all divisions of the Sheriff's Office. Look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. The intersection of US 74 and Old Lake Road is permanently closed. The Department of Transportation said all traffic crossing the highway will now shift to Chauncey Town Road as part of the continuing project to improve 74 to interstate standards. Fire Tower Road traffic should go down San Pas Highway to Chauncey Town on Old Lake Road on the northern side of the interstate. You will take Georgia Road, which is near East Columbus High School. That will connect you to Chauncey Town as well. The new routes are marked. Law enforcement used drones and tracking dogs to capture a teenage kidnapping suspect Tuesday night. The male youth is alleged to have held a female teen at knife point and fled into a wooded area behind Wavell Auto Auction on Chevron Highway. Multiple law enforcement officers and support personnel responded. No one was injured in the case, and a juvenile petition has been sought against the suspect. There's all kinds of Christmas spirit going on in Columbus County right now, folks. A 15-year tradition is going on south of Wavell, and you can almost see it from space. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their home at 7020 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. There's more than 50,000 lights. The Leesville Show is free. Lights go on around 5 every day, and they're on until 11 o'clock. The show is free. The family is welcome. They do ask that you park on the roadside or on the driveway. Don't park in the grass, please. You're welcome to get out and wander around and just enjoy all the Christmas pretty. James Edwards is collecting new and gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina, but today is the deadline. Blankets need to be dropped at Body Shapers in Wavell. The Columbus Baptist Association is hosting Meet Me in the Alley in downtown Wavell tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can enjoy Christmas music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and a Christmas story. The free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, Pleasant Plains WMU, and Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Churches. Trinity Baptist Church is going to hold its Christmas candlelight service December 22nd at 6 p.m. The Trinity is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Wavell. Welcome PFWB. It will host its Christmas Cantata Sunday at 11 a.m. The youth play Bethlehem Express will be Sunday night at 6. Welcome is located at 3104 Old Cribtown Road, Chaburn. Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church will present a children's Christmas program on December 22nd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 48 Crusoe Island Road. Magnolia Baptist Church in Crusoe will host The Savior is Born on December 23rd at 6 p.m. That church is located at 1558 Crusoe Island Road. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.